Representative Glenn Thompson, RPA, attends gay son's wedding after he voted against gay marriage. The Aegis Alliance, a GOP congressman, was in attendance for his gay son's wedding ceremony only this past week following his vote against legislation that would codify federal same-sex marriage protections. Representative Glenn Thompson, RPA, celebrated his son's nuptials on Friday. His representative mentioned merely 3 days after the GOP House representative made a no vote on the bipartisan bill that would safeguard same-sex marriages such as his own son's in case the Supreme Court decides to reverse its own past judgment that legalized gay marriage. Congressman and Mrs. Thompson were thrilled to attend and celebrate their son's marriage on Friday night as he began this new chapter in his life. Thompson's representative Madison Stone mentioned, "The Thompsons are very happy to welcome their new son-in-law into their family." The legislator's child likewise validated that his dad did indeed attend his wedding event on the day he married the love of his life. According to a statement released by NBC News, last week on Tuesday, Thompson was among 157 House Republicans who voted no on the Respect for Marriage Act. However, the bill was still able to pass in the lower chamber of Congress with help from 47 GOP reps who voted yes. This past week, Madison Stone referred to the bill as being nothing more than an election year messaging stunt for Democrats in Congress who have failed to address historic inflation and out-of-control prices at gas pumps and grocery stores. According to what she told local news reporter Center Daily, "The Respect for Marriage Act will inevitably need to deal with being held for a vote in the Senate, and requires gaining the support of a minimum of 10 Republicans alongside all 50 Democrats for it to pass. The act repeals the federal interpretation of a marital relationship being only between a man and a woman and incorporates federal government protections for same-sex married couples." Democratic lawmakers presented the act to end concerns of the Supreme Court's majority conservative justices reversing its own 2015 judgment, which declared state laws blocking same-sex marital relationships are actually unconstitutional and also made gay marriages legal nationwide. Conservative Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas triggered fears throughout the nation after he called on the highest court to reassess the landmark judgment in a concurring point of view he composed. "Americans are in favor of same-sex marriage more than ever before in the past. A 71% overwhelming majority of the American people think marital relationships between same-sex couples need to be recognized by federal law," last month's Gallup poll reveals. Gawker had published the initial news of Representative Glenn Thompson's obvious hypocrisy before his son's wedding event. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. "This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 international license."